Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to Tidbits from Church History, another Family Worship Radio podcast. In this episode, we are going to look at the life of Athanasius, one of the early church fathers who lived in the early 4th century. And almost all of his life was involved in key disputes regarding the doctrine of who Jesus Christ truly is. As a young man, he became well acquainted with the controversy over the divinity of Jesus Christ. As he served and learned under the Bishop of Alexandria, he became well versed in a biblical understanding of who Jesus Christ is. At that very time, there was another man serving in the church at Alexandria by the name of Arius, who was a proponent of a false teaching, what we today call Arianism. And this false teaching portrayed Jesus Christ not as co-eternal and co-equal with the Father, not as part of the Trinity as we understand it today, but as a created being. Well, he was the highest created being in Arius' thought, but a created being nevertheless. He was not the eternal and divine Son of God. The Bishop of Alexandria, along with Athanasius and a few supporters, began to contradict and show biblically how this was false teaching. And with the help of the then Roman Emperor Constantine, in the year 325 AD, the first church council was established and held at Nicaea. And it was in this Council of Nicaea that it was decided that indeed the Bible's teaching regarding the divinity of Jesus Christ is absolutely correct, that Jesus is fully God, not a created being or a creature of any type, but co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, you would think that once this decision is made and the church council with some authority has promoted its decision, that peace would then come in the church. But no, rather, the dispute continued. And now the teaching of Nicaea was picked apart and disputed by Arius and his many followers. You see, Arius had so promoted this doctrine, especially through song, that it had really caught hold in the church, both in the East and the West by this time. Well, the Bishop of Alexandria dies, and Athanasius is made the next Bishop of Alexandria. And here's where things grew all the more difficult, and essentially conflict invaded every year of Athanasius' life. This point forward, he is going to continue on, no compromise, to hold to the truth of Scripture that Jesus is divine, that he is one with God in terms of deity and eternality. And yet, he has so little support. Over the next 15 years of his life, Athanasius would be exiled 5 different times. And by exile, children, I mean they kicked him out of his church and his own country and removed him to another land. Well, these were not wasted times in the life of Athanasius. He would redeem them. He would continue to study. He would continue to teach others. He would make the most of these periods of exile over the course of these many years. But certainly he suffered much loss in these seasons as well. All the way through his life, he is still holding true to the Word of God, defending the faith once for all delivered, protecting the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is in looking at the life of Athanasius and the phrase Athanasius contra mundum, which means Athanasius against the world, that we today as believers can be inspired to defend the very same faith that Athanasius defended in his day 1700 years ago, and to hold to the very same Jesus that Athanasius held to in his day. I hope this brief snapshot of his life has been an encouragement for you, and that you will stand with him defending the faith that the Bible declares to all men. That concludes our look today at church history. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.